Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have finally reached Friday morning. It is February 20th. We're at 6:03. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
Forecast. It's cloudy. It is windy. We start in the 50s and then, you know, reality hits a little bit. Starts to taper off today, taper off tomorrow. But it has been nice the last few days. Melt some of the snow. You can't complain that much.
I will take the melted snow. I mean, that's an absolute delight. But if we could just stay in those 50s, that would be better.
EMCs, I'm mentioning this early because we're going to need your help here in a little bit. I know we're going to start the show with Dead Guy in an Envelope. We always do. But we're going to need you to add to what I consider a very important list because I think it is a great reference point and it kicks off today. And I want to try some of these places. I was browsing the list yesterday and I thought to myself, all right, I'm not going to look at everything yet until tomorrow's show, which is obviously today. It is a very, very special day. It kicks off and EMCs are the best, so I know that you can help us out. So that's coming up. That's coming up after this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. EMCs, we need your help.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. We take one guess a day. You think you'll figure it out this morning?
You can do it. Friday heading into the weekend. I know it's easier when I'm on vacation. Sus.
No, it's not.
216-343-1021. Oh, yes, it is. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, EMC's Good Morning is the Jen and Tim Show. We are ready for your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope. What is your guess?
Richard Pryor.
Good guess. It's not Richard Pryor.
Oh, not Richard Pryor. See, we love the guest. Now, we need your help with this list. We need you to add to the list because the EMCs are the best, and I bet you have the best places for this. That's next. It is a Fish Fry Friday where we need to go. That's what we're going to be asking you today. We're going to reveal the list. It's later on in the show, 8:10 every Friday morning through the season of Lent because we're looking for different places to go. And I mean, we can only cover so much. You're in Westlake. I'm in Mentor. There's a bajillion other places in Northeast Ohio that I'm sure are amazing.
Well, this is what I love about Fish Fry Friday, and we'll do it every week and we'll pin that post because I know a lot of people like to add to it, but I don't know why in my head, when I hear Fish Fry Friday, I immediately think churches, and churches are the only place. It is definitely not only churches because there are so many restaurants and community centers and different places that do the fish fries. That's why this is such a great collaborative effort.
And we are, one thing that we are in Northeast Ohio is fish aware. And what I mean by that is that some people like the perch. So they will gravitate towards the perch. Some people like the cod, or they don't like the cod. So they'll go to the, I mean, there's an entire thing. So you know what you like. And when you find a deal, at least I do, and I, you know, we talk about this, whether it's a Tasty Tuesday, whether we're talking about binging shows, what do? You tell your friends. And we're all friends here. So if you find a deal, or as you mentioned, a church, or there's a local spot, or there's an all you can eat, or, you know, whatever it might be, or one place gives you bigger portions than the other one, you go there and you tell your friends all about it. That's what Fish Fry Friday is all
about.
And
I know there's some, like in Westlake particularly, there's some that only do it like every other Friday. So you know, knowing which ones to go to, which weeks, you know, they might alternate with like a sister church or whatever it is. So, it's good to get all that information out there and we can try a variety of them.
If you, in EMCs, once again, you're the best. If you have one in mind now, we'll air it. 216-343-1021. I'm all about it. The tartar sauce dippy do, and I don't know.
Salt vinegar.
Nah, you keep that. I feel like I should like that, but I don't know.
I'll keep it.
EMCs, do you have one place we should go today? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
I can't wait to get some fish today.
Oh, I know. I've been eating it since the other day.
That's a good call. Do you have a place to go? Do you have a favorite place for a fish fry or no?
I'm from Akron, as you are, but I don't know if you ever heard of Tim's Tavern in Canton.
Tim's Tavern. You heard of that, Stevie? No, okay. Stevie's from T County. Where's that at? Is it in the city of Canton, or is it like by Belden, or where's that at?
It's in Canton. It's past Belden, but they have all-you-can-eat fish every Saturday.
Every Saturday. They're missing the day. What's wrong? We got to eat it on Fridays. What are they doing? I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
That's so this good. So they can do theirs, but
oh,
They're known for their fish and seafood.
They are. So all you can eat. What's the price point on that, do you think? Do you remember?
I think it's 15.
15 for all you can eat?
Not bad.
Yeah, and they got the best hush puppies ever.
See, that's where it's at. If you can add a hush puppy, what is a hush puppy? Do you know what it is?
I don't know. It's a sweet fried piece of goodness.
It's not like cornmeal, but like it's like a, I don't know, it's a
Because it's not as cornmeal-y as cornmeal,
oh,
right?
So good.
It's more bready than cornbread.
It is.
But that's every Saturday.
Every Saturday during the season of Lent when we eat fish on a Friday. I'm still confused there, but I would like to check it out. I appreciate the call.
I deserve Long John Silver's today after the day I'm going to have. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Famous. It's going to be a tough one.
What do you mean after the day you're going to have?
Well, I'll tell you at 7:10.
There is always somebody at the Long John Silver's in Mentor on the corner of 306 and Mentor Avenue. It is always busy. They either repainted or redid the outside. The inside is still 1986. They have the nets hanging up, the booths everywhere, all the fit. You know, it's the exact same. It is the exact same if you can remember back then or the 90s or whenever. It's the same. The same meals, the same hush puppies, which then you can add more hush puppies to it with the hot sauce. You go around the corner, the little hot sauce dispensers and everything else. It is a throwback in time when you go inside of that.
I only went there when I was a kid because there's none around now. I grew up in a small town, and it was one of the only fast food restaurants. We used to get Long John Silver's all the time, and the way you're describing it sounds exactly like it used to be, and now I want to eat some. So you're telling me I got to go to Mentor?
It's – wow. First of all,
I'm just saying that's
the
far.
Attitude about going, it is not close
to
it.
That's far to go to Long John Silver's.
I don't want to say that it's worth the drive, the 20-minute drive, but I mean, where is there another Long John Silver's?
I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't think there are any on the west side. I don't think so. I can't think of any near Westlake, at least.
I'm just saying, Marshall, that Long John Silver's, we'll get to three things here, right across the street from Five Below and Marshall's.
That's like a day trip right there.
I mean, there's Mark's right there. If you need to hit Pet Supplies Plus, it's right there.
Is there a rest stop between Westlake and Mentor in case I need to stop?
Oh, okay.
All right. That works.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel-Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Up next, Stevie on the socials.
I feel like my entire feed right now, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, it's all about the Olympics. Some big stuff happened yesterday. Even some local things.
Yes, absolutely a big, big deal. It's going to be tough to get to the airport 5 minutes before the flight, but
yeah,
I'm going to try. See you in the socials. The Olympics edition, that's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Some big things happened at the Olympics yesterday. It's all that seems to be on my social media feed. It had been 24 years since an American woman had won an individual Olympic gold in figure skating, and Alyssa Liu won. That's been everywhere. And then we have a local Cleveland Heights native, Layla Edwards, won gold with the United States women's national ice hockey team. They beat Canada 2-1 in overtime yesterday. And she's actually going to be on Kylie Kelce's podcast. And there was a little teaser clip that came out. And this is what she had to say.
Hi, I'm Layla Edwards. Not going to lie, I'm the best athlete to come out of Cleveland Heights.
No objection.
I love this. No objection.
That was Jason chiming in. He said, no objection.
I didn't hear that clip. I knew she was going to be on.
That was when they're teasing. It's not out yet, but that episode will come out. And it was a pretty big deal.
Oh, my gosh. So, wait. Does Jason participate in that podcast with her?
No. He was, like, in the background.
Oh,
it was just,
while
like,
she
there.
Was. Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't really – you can kind of hear him, but he's not, like, on a mic or anything. He's just in the background.
That is fantastic. I would love to know if Layla came up with that line herself or if they told her to say that. And she was like recording that, you know?
Yeah, they seemed shocked that she said it. Not shocked, like it seemed real, but you never know. But
that was awesome.
And they've been very involved with her.
Yes.
You know, they've been very involved with her too and in her pursuit and helping out even financially and things like that. Like it's been cool. It's been cool to watch, like, for, you know, as people in Northeast Ohio and the Cleveland area and everything. And it was like that hockey game. I was watching figure skating, everything. Like it took me a little bit to get in, but the stories are fantastic. And when the local stories are even better, I mean, it is. And you're winning gold and it's fantastic.
I feel like Winter Olympics, it's kind of sports we're not super familiar with.
Yeah.
So it's,
there's no luge.
Yeah.
There's no, where are you going to luge in Northeast Ohio?
I was going to say.
Maybe there's a place I don't know.
The toboggan chutes in Strongsville, I think, is the only place you can luge.
You could do that?
No,
you could do the skeleton down the hill?
That's the only thing I can think of.
Face first, we're bringing our sled.
That won't win you a gold.
Yeah. I wonder. Well, you remember we talked about curling. They had curling.
Yes.
Before in the area. We didn't know that. Is there a place? Is there a place you can luge? That's probably a no, but if not, let us know. Which Winter Olympic sport do you think you could do? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Like, you look at one, you think to yourself, I could do that. Stevie, is there one that you think you could do? I mean, I'm saying you would medal, and you would be the fastest down the whatever, the fastest ski jumper. Like, if I said, Jen, right now, pick a Winter Olympic sport, which one do you think you could do?
I need to look at the whole list.
I get it.
It's not any type of lugeing or bobsledding. Why immediately?
Like, is there one you think you could
the
execute?
Ski jump,
like,
maybe the ski jump.
Like, you could put skis on right now and do the ski jump. You think?
Absolutely no, you not. They absolutely not. Fast. They go fast.
I was watching the uphill skiing. That is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Also, like, I would be terrified.
Uphill. And they're going how many miles an hour uphill? Faster? Like, they're going faster on those skis uphill than a person would during a mile, like a mile, a really good time.
Did you
mile.
See that one?
They're no, right. I didn't even know that one existed.
Yeah,
no.
I learned that one yesterday.
Also, I would be terrified to do the ski jump. So I don't know why I said that. I think I was just trying to say something. I've rethought. I'm going figure skating.
Ski jump looks very, hockey. Very cool.
I'm a very good dancer.
I would play hockey because it's more of my vibe, but I think that I can't do anything on ice. Like, I am not coordinated.
Yeah, I fear for you to do anything that would require like an ankle balance. Yeah.
So curling might be my safest.
Oh, curling would be fun.
But the sweeper one, I think I still fall.
And I'm not saying that I could hit the target in curling, but I think that you could, like, you could toss the rock, the stone. Somebody knows what it's called.
Oh, yeah. Now,
we had a correspondent, and I don't still know if they do it in Mayfield, Highland, somewhere. They had a curling area.
That.
I thought somebody maybe told me that they don't anymore. I don't know. But I feel like that, but I don't. I would love, I have always loved it when it's on. I think bobsledding, I don't know, after the Colin Jost thing, maybe not. But,
oh, my gosh, that was.
I always thought
amazing.
That going, you know, partway down the track, and that would be awesome. Not the skeleton head first. I don't want to go. I don't want to do that. But where I'm kind of like covered up in a two person or so, whatever it is. I think
feel
like
your
that.
Back hurts you sometimes, and that would hurt your back a lot.
I also
want to know if all of us. Oh, 1,000%. And I'm saying that because of what Colin Jost said. Because, and if you haven't seen that video, definitely watch it. If you curled, if you were a curler, and I want to know from both of you which. Curling position would you be? Would you be the rock thrower, the rock chaser? Would you be the sweeper?
Sweeper.
You would be the sweeper. I feel like that your arms would get really tired.
Exactly. Fun.
I can't believe how much we know about curling.
Why is it so interesting?
And I still don't know much.
I don't. Yeah, I think I would like to angle it into, you know, be more of the sweeper at the end where you could kind of stop and position. Because letting that rock, I keep calling it a stone. I
forget
what it's
called.
Letting it go at the very beginning has to be really tough because it's probably all about that. If you misthrow it, you're done.
And then you got to do that, like, that positioning of, like, your back leg kind of dangling.
Yeah, the stone swirl, they call it.
The stone swirl is.
Yeah, I don't know.
They do call it that.
The stone swirl.
But you would not
Which
be the
Olympic
stone
sport
swirler.
Could you do? DM us, let us know.
All right.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Which is worse, the eye doctor or the dentist?
Ooh, that's a toughie. I would say the dentist.
I would also say the dentist. My body has to go through so much over the last month or so.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. I wore comfy clothes today just so I can be comfortable during the exam. It's gonna be a day.
Now
it's
wait a minute.
Be a day.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So your eye doctor issues that you can't leave because they dilate your eyes and you can't see
Correct.
For like 3 days.
I had picture proof laying on the the bench at the mall.
Why do you have to wear comfy clothes for the dentist?
I just want to feel relaxed because it is a seat of anxiety. It is a seat of anxiety, the dentist. Just under 5 hours away from the seat of anxiety. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
Does your dentist know you call it the seat of anxiety?
I have a new dentist. I've only gone in one time. My old one retired. It does not matter. There was a gentleman named Dr. Mungo in Akron that I had. He's been retired. I had him he couldn't have been a nicer guy. He couldn't have been a nicer guy. Loved the dentist. I get this anxiety and I feel like I should have more anxiety for the eye doctor because, well, I don't know. My eyes are horrible. Like, I need another eye surgery. The dentist, I go in, they clean it and I'm usually good. I've had like pretty good teeth through the years, but the seed of anxiety, I don't know what it is. If it's the scraping, I open my mouth and I feel like I'm going to have some bad breath. If it's,
oh yeah, that's anxiety.
There's
for
a
sure.
lot that goes on there with the mouth of region.
But they wear a mask, so I feel like you're safe on that. You're going to pre-brush, and I'm sure you
always pre-brush.
You always pre-brush, but What are you afraid of? Because, okay, so say, worst case scenario, you sit down, they clean your teeth, the dentist looks, and he's like, ooh, you have a cavity. It's not like they're going to fill it right then. Like, don't they make another cavity fill appointment?
So I think that they do,
You need to, like, so the anxiety should be for the next appointment. You can go and relax
today. Oh, this
today.
Is even worse now.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be dragged out.
Anybody
anxiety.
Else to fear the dentist? And it's not the dentist's fault. We have people that in doctor's office and dentist's office and all sorts of places. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't like the sucking of the spit in the tube. I don't like any of this.
Why do you have to say that?
I feel like
I don't.
They don't get it all.
Like that you sucks can make to the, that sound.
It sucks to the side of the mouth. It's just.
Wait.
Right now, my heart is racing just thinking about what's going to be happening at noon today.
One more question, though. Why did they? So you said it sucks to the side of the mouth. I feel like it depends on your hygienist. Sometimes they go a mid mouth.
Sometimes
they go a side mouth.
Yeah,
why do they
right.
do a? What's the reason?
Is
there?
It the design of your mouth region?
I don't know. Does it have to do with the size of your mouth? Now that would make sense for you, maybe.
Yeah, they use two tubes.
Yeah. I believe that.
I need one person that just, you like that one.
It's just accurate. I feel like
anybody else. I mean, you got to get a cleaning. You got to go to the dentist, but just, I need to talk to one person that has a little bit of dentophobia.
That's it. Yep. That's the official
one term. Person have dentophobia. Star 102. Good morning.
Terrified of the dentist.
She has dentophobia. I'm telling you, it's got to be a thing. I'm glad somebody else called about it.
I have to have anesthesia.
Wait a minute. What? They do that?
Yes.
Even to get your teeth cleaned?
Yes. Cleaned, anything. Anything. Like, even to go in for my x-rays, I had to have a sedative ahead of time. I'm terrified.
Yeah, what is the worst part? Because Jen asked that to me, and I couldn't really describe what the worst part was. It was just I called it the seed of anxiety. I don't know what I'm in particular afraid about, but there is a fear there.
Yes. So for me, it's the noises, totally. But it's also this whole idea, it's like you're so vulnerable with your mouth open and that hooky thing.
Oh, yeah.
Scrapey hook.
That scrapey plaque hook.
That scrapey hook, yeah.
Scraping the teeth and the
chunks
mouth sucker that
off.
They use. Mm-hmm. I get it.
It's horrifying, and I hate it. I'm like, I'm a grown woman. I should be able to handle it. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No way.
I'm there with you. There's got to be somebody else. We appreciate the call. That has dentophobia. We made that up on the Jen and Tim show. You don't love going to the dentist. You should. You have to have a clean mouth that has to get looked at. I understand that. So you didn't really answer. Which do you think's worse, dentist or eye doctor? Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. If you had to pick.
Yeah, if I had to pick. So I don't really have trouble with either. I'd probably say dentist just because there's the option of getting a shot possibly in the mouth. Like, I don't think I'm going to get a shot in my eyeball.
That's so well put. I never thought of it that way.
You know what I mean?
And even the shot in the mouth to numb for the...
It's not that bad.
It's nothing.
It's not that bad.
I was so afraid of that because I did not have a cavity until much later in life. Yeah. I was very, very lucky. And I thought to myself, there's going to be a needle the size of the Halley building going into my gut. And
it's not bad.
Strip that thing down. Do they shake your cheek?
Yeah, to like jiggle it in. The worst part of getting a shot at the dentist is the numbing cream they put on the gums first, and if you accidentally swallow some of that, because then it makes your throat like numb and it's scary. Have you ever done that? It's awful.
Well,
don't do
now
that.
You made my day worse. I've never heard of the numb throat procedure.
It is terrible. It's not. They numb your gums before they stick the shot in. Because I, like you, was like a later in life. Like I never had cavities till, I don't know, my late 30s or 40s, something like that.
20s.
That's what I meant. Right, because we're only 30. But the numbing cream they put on first, if you accidentally swallow some of that or you get it on your tongue or something, that is terrible. That is worse than getting the shot. And listen, I don't know that I should read you this message, but I'm going to read it to you.
Okay, let's just get to three things.
So Stephanie says, you don't know anxiety at the dentist until you get all of your teeth ripped out of your head after 10 shots of Novocaine. I gagged and couldn't feel my throat because it travels. That's what I'm talking about. And then you try to swallow and you can't feel it. And then you think you can't breathe. It's like terrifying.
What is wrong with you and her right now? Adding to the seed of anxiety. Why would you send me that message? And why would you read that message and talk to me about a numb throat? Why?
But then she says, listen, she says, I had all my top teeth taken out and dentures put in. It was horrific, but the best thing I could have done. Massive PTSD from it. Worth it, though. That's what she says. Like, that's really, like a really
you
great.
You really are a bad person for reading that message to
Why?
Me on the air.
Yeah.
Why would you read that? I have anxiety for the dentist.
You're
talking about somebody choking on their tonsils and tongue.
Yeah.
You're talking about a numb throat and teeth ripped out.
If you have tonsils, that's even worse. I'm kidding. I don't know that. All I'm saying is don't swallow that numbing cream. There has to be a better way.
I'm not showing up.
We need a hygienist to call and teach us a better way. I hate that so much.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Good Friday morning to you. I mean, starting today, I just think as a Jen and Tim Show, as Jen and Tim Show listeners, as people that live in Northeast Ohio, we need to carve ourselves out a little fish time.
Why do you have to say it like that? Carve ourselves out a little fish time.
It's a fish fry Friday. It's the best list. I mean, our goal is to have the best underwater resource. This is getting worse.
It is.
No, I'm sorry. I just want to know,
that better than carve out some fish time.
This is the first one. It was just Ash Wednesday a couple days ago. It's been a year.
All right.
But in all seriousness, there have to be, and if it's restaurants, they're okay. It's okay. There have to be hidden gems around that have the best fish fries, a great price point, different varieties of fish, different all you can eat, not all you can eat. Maybe you can add shrimp to something. I'm just making things up.
The sides are always interesting, whether it's a slaw or a fry or a rice or whatever. Yeah, we learn so much through Fish Fry Friday.
So if you have one in mind, now is the time. If DM's easier for you, that's fine, or a comment. Jen and Tim Show, we have graphics all over the place. You can't miss it. Let us know, and let us know where it's at so we can talk about it. Or 216-343-1021, and we're going to get into our already really well-established, we've got quite a few comments already on a Fish Fry Friday, our list. You don't want to miss it. Star 102, good morning.
Is this Tim?
Yes, sir.
Tim, this is Luke calling.
My man, how are you?
Good, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Remind us, where are we going on a fish fry?
Hey, I got a great place for you. I work at Creekside in Brecksville, and we have the best fish fry.
No kidding. What kind of fish do you serve for your fish fry?
Big plate is 3 pieces and 2 pieces of small piece, and they're excellent, excellent fish.
See, this is a great start. I appreciate it. This is a great start to a Fish Fry Friday. 216-343-1021. Or, of course, you can shoot us a DM. You can leave us a comment. Where does everybody need to go on a Fish Fry Friday? Let us know so we can mention it on the air. It's a Fish Fry Friday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. The question is simple. Where are we going to go?
But we are having a minor fish emergency. Here's why. Francine posted, St. Gabe's, all you can eat. Okay, and you get listen
in
to
Concord,
this.
Right, St. Gabe's?
Well, that was the question. It doesn't say where it is. Catholic community of St. Gabriel. Best fish fry in town, all-you-can-eat buffet.
What?
All-you-can-eat buffet.
Oh, I know that.
There's rules, though.
Yeah, it's in Concord.
Oh, it
it's
is in
east,
Concord.
Yeah, it's
okay,
east of me.
So
yeah.
I'm assuming that's... Is there only
church
one St. Gabriel's?
I think. If it's the one that I'm thinking of, I just...
She posted, like, so it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, $24 each, $12 for ages 6 through 12. You have to buy in advance. You have to have a reservation so they can ensure they have enough food. No walk-in dining. And even someone is commenting underneath of Francine's comment. Denise is like, hey, where's this located? So you're thinking it's St. Gabriel's in Concord.
Fish fry
all-you-can-eat.
Established in 2000. Did you have a price point that says 5 to 7 Fridays during Lent?
If it's Does it say all-you-can-eat?
This year, our all-you-can-eat buffet will buy reservation only and prepaid tickets. This is it. It's the one in Concord then. Yep.
Then that's that one. Concord. Oh, that looks amazing.
What? All you can eat.
Yes. 3 kinds of fish, shrimp, mussels, fish and chip cup.
And
mac
Saint
and
Gabe's?
Cheese. Mac and cheese, fries, pierogies, pizza, green beans, soda bread. Soda bread?
Oh, yeah.
Rolls, salad, coleslaw, desserts, beverages, and their world famous homemade seafood chowder.
Happening.
I want to go there. That sounds so good.
Yeah. Five to 7 p.m. Okay, I'm looking at it.
And again, got to make a reservation for that one.
To confirm that, I went to the church bulletin. So maybe we get that.
Okay, well, you know that's accurate.
So there you go. That is another great start.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.